This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
It's good morning to you. And to you. And especially to you, Yaha baby. It's all about the unview. Good morning to everybody. Hi, how you doing, Nathan Rowe?
I'm doing good.
Are you doing good?
I just didn't want to lock someone in here with us. You know, otherwise she has to stay for the entire show.
So you, this has, I mean, I haven't seen you for 4 weeks.
No.
You're shaven. You're
yes,
beautiful.
I am shaven. I found Jesus. I'm shaved. How are you, Ellen? You look a little flustered. Are you okay?
I'm just slightly hot-headed.
I mean, the Lebanese music was a little intense. What's going on with you?
I'm not sure, but you know when you love the music of the Middle East, you love the idea of beauty and drama.
I do love those little falafel balls that they created. That's my favorite thing about the Middle
East. And the kibbeh and the hummus.
Ah, the hummus.
The hummus, yeah.
So how do you pronounce it?
Hummus.
Hummus.
Yeah.
Is that how it is?
Hummus. Hummus.
Why is H a ch?
It's all, we like Afrikaans, we like ha. Like horses. Yeah.
So chacha is actually is that how they laugh?
I seriously wanted to play one of the biggest hits in Lebanon.
In Lebanon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes. It didn't happen.
Shit,
so let me. Are you excited? Because I believe you're going to New York City.
I'm very excited, which is why I'm trying to learn all the different languages. You know, like.
Have you ever been to the States?
Yes, yes, I've been.
I know, a couple of times,
but I'm also going to Miami. So I mean, sorry, I didn't say I was. I'm going to New York first, mm-hmm. Then I'm going to Texas, and then I'm going to Miami. And
explain the trip. Why New York, then Texas, and then Miami?
Well, I'm going to New York because my lovely lady has never been. So we're going to go see it, mm-hmm. And we're going to go see all the sites. We're going to literally tourist. Mm-hmm. Then seeing some family in Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
In Houston. Where about? Houston.
Houston, Texas. You Houston. Know?
Can you do it?
Can I do what? See my family in Texas. You know, the stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
It's actually Dixie.
The Heart of Dixie.
That's how the song goes.
That's the gay version. and then I'm off to Miami, which is...
Gonna be... So don't even want anybody to do that.
Yeah. So we're going to be hanging with Cubans. I'm so excited. I actually know a Juban that lives there.
What's a Jewish Cuban?
A Jewish Cuban, yeah. They're called Jubans. And she's promised dirty martinis and the beach. And it's going to be very exciting.
Ready.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's why I'm like, you know, Spanish is strange with their pronunciations. Mm-hmm. Like it's.
Also,
it's
the
not,
has.
It's not how. Can I please have a tortilla? It's a tortilla.
Tortilla.
Because the double L becomes a Y. And. Avocado, even they pronounce like a chavo or something weird like that.
Not hava nagila.
Chavacado.
Avocado.
Oh, no, it's G is the ch. It's chava. Would you like some chava juice? Yeah, that's very strange. But anyway, yeah, so learning new
things. Are you sick?
I'm so excited. Yeah, I know. I'm a little bit ill prepared. Like, I haven't got everything I need to go. I mean, I've got the visa, that's about it.
Okay, but it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a jaw.
It's going to be a jaw, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And you, what's going on with you?
Life is so good. Life is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You know, a new series of Veranderdinge. You're doing Renner Race. You've done all the stuff over the last 2 months. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, man. I've been filming a lot. Yeah. You weren't here last week, and we had a...
You and Graham had a Jordan studio without me.
Yes, well, we were having a little geek fest catch up. We were talking comic books and Comic Con and all the... I see your eyebrow is raising already. Mm-hmm. It's like drama, but in a book.
Well, things do happen. Now, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you prepared a song as we open the show?
Yes, it was a Lebanese song, but it didn't go down well.
Are you preparing a song?
Oh, you mean another song? Yes. Well,
let's try the Lebanese. Should we try the Lebanese song or should we try the New York song?
I don't know. You want to try Lebanese again?
Let's see if we can hit this thing. Right. It really is cool. Let's see if we can hit it. But you see, it's just like I've got to get it right.
What the song?
Let's
choice.
See.
DJ Alan Ford in the house.
And you have to skip the ads because you know how it goes.
Yes. Hate ads in songs.
Let's see what we got here.
Did you see what Banksy wrote yesterday?
What did they write?
So Banksy's an artist from the UK. Do you want...
Let's try.
Okay.
Let's see if it works.
No, nothing. Wiggle your cable a little.
I'm wiggling.
Come, give it a little windmill there. There we go. I'm hearing something.
Yeah, it ain't working.
Give us some volume on.
I've got full volume.
So this is Lebanon, hey?
Yeah. Well.
It sounds like Lebanese porn music.
No, it's not. Seriously. It's good morning to you and to you and especially to you, Habibi. Meaning my darling.
Oh, I thought you said, how have you been?
Habibi.
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 Okay.
Say Ayuni.
Ayuni.
It means my eyes.
Why would I say my eyes?
Well, you are my eyes, the light of my eyes. My Ayuni.
Habibi, my Ayuni.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, my eyes? Not great, actually. I've been diagnosed with early... onset glaucoma.
No, but
it's a very touchy subject, Al. Seriously. No. So I chatted about this with Graham last week. Yeah, so I had to go through an ophthalmologist,
which is
like a fancy optometrist. And by fancy, I mean way more expensive. And he touches your eye with a bunch of things.
Really?
Yeah. And then he gives you a whole bunch of sad news.
Was it that sad?
Well, no.
No more milkshakes.
No, it's nothing to do with milkshakes.
It's exactly what he's going
to
do.
He needs to laser my eyes, basically.
Okay, we're not going to fight. What I want you to do is tell me about New York City.
All right. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving on Wednesday. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray. Right to the very heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that never sleeps. Does it never sleep? It worries me because I love sleep.
Seriously, between like 8 and 10.
At night?
In the morning.
Is that when they sleep?
No, that's when they're like, it's not rapping.
Okay.
To find their bum 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 bum,
top of the heap.
Dum 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 dum.
These little town blues are longing to stray right to the very heart of it. Come and kick those knees, Ellen. New York, New York. Well, anyway, we can only butcher so many songs today, I think.
So we're going to have some great people on the show today.
Fantastic. Tell me, who's...
We're going to chat to Kate Normington.
Love it. What's she doing?
The curious incident of a dog in the nighttime.
Sure. Interesting book.
It's a brilliant...
So wait, it's a book now. There's a play version of it.
It's been around the world.
Brilliant.
So we're going to speak to her in a moment. And then Stuart Taylor, the comedian, top comedian. Actually, he's like... the manager of the comedians. He's going to be on the line as
Stuart
well.
Taylor. So he's the king of comedians.
He really is.
Wow.
Excellent.
Okay.
And we're going to chat to Eggster.
Do you think it's like a ruling party thing? Or is it, does he rule with an iron fist? Or is it more of an admin job?
No, but he creates so many opportunities for comedians.
Oh, so he doesn't tell people what they can and cannot
say. We'll chat to the Goliaths, one of them.
Ah.
Donovan, you know, you get confused.
Yes.
There's a three-way.
There's so many Goliaths out there.
The Goliaths.
And it's not a metaphor for like things you need to take on in life either.
No.
You know? Oh.
Yeah. And then we'll chat to Eggster, as I said to you. Eden Michelle, Away, her hit song, has gone to number 2 in the UK.
Eggster, read all about it.
Yep.
Eggster's number one song has gone to number 2
in New York City. But Kate Normington's on the line. And the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. Kate Normington, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Ellen. How are you?
We are so good. So, how's Cape Town? Well, Cape Town's wonderful. I mean, the weather's good. We have water. We can actually...
It's been, I know it's been it was raining so forcefully a couple of, well, almost a week ago, and now the sun is splitting the trees, Alan. It's, the place is almost unidentifiable again.
Kate,
four seasons in one day.
Well, you've got to live in Cape Town that way. Kate, what a great, firstly, a book, and secondly, what a great production or play.
Have you seen it, Alan?
I haven't. Neither of us have.
You're in for a treat. I very often sort of felt like this about a piece. It's quite magical. Am I able to say what it's about?
Yeah, of course you have to. It's well known.
Spoilers. Just don't give away any spoilers or plot twists.
No.
Yeah, well, we know the book, but we don't know
it's
the production.
It's about an autistic child and the struggles that he has. We see the play mostly from his perspective, that we're invited into the world of his mother and his father and the people that he meets along the way, but it's generally from his perspective. And we are witness to how he encounters the world in an incredibly rarefied way, very intense, very overwhelmed, but beautiful. You know, he sees the world in this sort of myriad of prisms and sounds, and you know, the world is too much, it's almost too much, but it's incredibly beautiful, and you go along this road with him through the course of the play, and it's very entertaining because it'll have you laughing one moment and then crying
the other. Yeah,
it's quite a roller coaster,
you know, Kate. Kate, you are so well known for magical musicals, and I loved your role in particular, Sister Act, and in Mrs. Merle, and so many wonderful pieces that you've done throughout your career. But this is a very special piece because it actually touches people that don't understand what autism and differently able children are. And I think it's a very... And do you play the mother? I haven't seen the piece.
No, no, I don't. I'm in a smaller role. I sort of play many characters, and the cast, including Nicholas Ellenbogen, Liz Ellenbogen, his wife, Jenna Galloway, Clayton, surnames are escaping me, and I don't have my program with me. This is unforgivable. But,
well, we do love Jenna Galloway.
Lusuku, yeah, absolutely. Lusuku Siabe, who plays the therapist, Siobhan. Jenny Staley plays the mother. Ashley Giles, who plays the father. And, of course, Kai Wilmer, who plays the boy. So we are all involved in comprising the world for Christopher Boone, the lead character. It's a remarkably creative way to present the idea of autism for an audience. As you say, people know little about it, but we're sort of evolving as a world.
And Kate,
in terms of understanding people who suffer.
Have you experienced, or do you know anyone with autism? I mean, is this something that's quite close to your heart? Is this why you kind of got involved,
well,
or is
I've,
it just?
I've encountered people along the way, and I think in some ways we all sort of, the pendulum swings to a greater or lesser degree, you know, on emotional scales. But I think we all understand the idea of autism and coping with a world that moves too fast sometimes, you know, for us to comprehend it. And certainly, I think somewhere like the UK where Mark Haddon, who wrote the book initially, they deal with the idea of autism incredibly well. They are well geared to deal with children who are compromised in any sort of way, but particularly autism. And the schools have assistant teachers and assistant to assistant teachers, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, our country where perhaps we don't have the support and welfare that someone like Britain, you know, offers.
Well, we do have a lot of support. I mean, they do push people through with 15% now, so it's all...
Tuesday, Alan.
No, that's not me. That's Nathan Rowe.
Sorry.
Hey, say that again, love.
No, Nathan Rowe just said, yeah. I'm just
making jokes.
You're making jokes. Kate, again, incredible. No, not to take away from the piece that we both know and the work that you do in general. When are you singing on stage again?
Into the Woods. We start rehearsing in Cape Town on the 7th of January mm-hmm. at the Theatre on the Bay. Into the Woods, which is going to be just magical. It's a wonderful piece. Stephen Sondheim. You've seen the movie mm-hmm. recently, Alan, with Meryl Streep playing Witch. And we have a stellar cast directed by Stephen Stead.
Yeah, I love Stephen. Stephen did a brilliant job in Durban and brilliant job in Durban. Yes. And Stephen and Greg are brilliant.
He did the show last year, and they're bringing it to Cape Town and Joburg. So that will be my next big production, playing the witch.
It's the Streep role, eh? It's Meryl Streep. That's I love that. Yes. Did you hear the Joburg out of me? Like the Meryl Streep role.
Meryl.
The Meryl.
That's why I love you.
It's the Streep role. The Meryl Streep role. Love it. Kate, can I just say, before January around 20 past 9 in the morning, this is what we're going to do. Because you can sing. What's your favorite song?
No.
No, you're going to do it. You have to do it.
No, my darling.
You're going
to. No, because I haven't groomed yet.
You can even make a voice. You can go to anywhere you want to.
No, sweetheart, it's not going to happen.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do, like, something simple. Think about, like, what is your favorite song when you were, like, 5, when you couldn't sing?
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me
a Mercedes-Benz?
That's all you're getting, Alan.
Babe, do you drive a Mercedes-Benz?
Now, sweetheart,
I drive a Mazda. We've got to speak to Mercedes for you, honey. That's what we've got to do. Kate Normington, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, is at it's at Theatre on the Bay. How long is the run?
We're there until the 4th of November, and then we're back. Then we're in Joburg, Alan, and I'm afraid you have to come and see it there.
We have
to. Monte Cassino, but you will love it. Alan,
I know. I'll cry. You know, I'll cry. And Nathan and I will cry. We'll just be so, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but you're going to be swept away and it's going to fill you with all sorts that you,
well, the book has,
didn't imagine.
Yeah, well, the book is incredible, but the fact is to see it on stage. And Kate,
it's beautifully directed by Paul Warwick Griffin, who has...
Yeah, Paul Warwick Griffin is outstanding.
From Lingenfelder.
Yeah, outstanding.
He has created a soundscape that just... It's like architecture. Absolutely beautiful.
That's brilliant.
So it will really transport you. And audiences, I think, are in for incredible treat. Well, I know they are. I don't think they are. So, yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Kate, I do want to say one thing. The incredible thing about an actress is that you can walk from all the stages around the world as you have, from Sister Act to the pantomime, to doing
and all
the stuff that you do, to absolutely understanding that the magic of this work is the translation to the audience, and that's what it's about.
Is the translation to what, Alex?
To the audience. Yes, you translate the story to the audience. That's the point.
It's about storytelling and communicating and loving people enough to tell them stories.
And a Mercedes-Benz. Kate, thank you very much for joining us, my darling.
For the opportunity.
The one and only Kate Normington, top actress around the world. Thank you very, very much. It's incredible. I love Kate. Love it.
Who doesn't love Kate?
Who does? Did you see Sister Act? She was like, sure. I saw Sister Act twice in the UK, it was exceptional.
I do love the music from Sister Act. I'm not going to lie.
It's not the movie. It's not the movie.
Oh.
No, it's a whole original score.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really
different to the movie.
Completely different.
Oh, but I really like the music in the movie.
I know. That's
do they not even do one?
Like, no, none of it. You get confused, and then you got to see it the second time. It's actually better.
Okay.
It's actually that superb.
Interesting. I suppose, yeah, getting the rights for some of those songs might be a bit tricky, unless it's the hymns. Yeah. Those are easy to get rights to. Those people died ages ago.
Whom?
John Wesley.
Explain.
Do you not? Oh, you're Catholic. No, I forget you're Catholic, not Methodist.
No, what happened? Explain. Sorry, I am Catholic.
So you know the songs they sing, the hymns?
I will follow him.
No, not that one. That's not a hymn. Like Ave Maria. Come on, you're a Catholic.
Ave
you know that
Maria.
One.
Ave Maria.
Yeah.
Ave.
Yeah. Marta amata inter marata santo santo dominus. I don't know the rest.
I know.
You're testing my Latin now.
I know. Yeah. Incredible yeah. stuff.
So the Methodist Church had John Wesley, who wrote a lot of the hymns that they sing in the Methodist Church.
I want to check if this line works, because I want to phone the one and only Stuart Taylor. Let's see if we can get hold of him, because he is rocking and rolling around the world.
God of the comedians.
He is.
Or it's just king or president. What?
Well, why not? Why not be? Let's see if it works.
Oh, I love prank calls.
I love it. Let's see. We've got to catch him. Let's see. Open it up. Let's see.
Yeah, it's open.
Maybe it's my phone.
Oh, wait. There you go.
Let's see.
Hello, Stuart speaking.
Hi, hello. Is this Stuart?
Speaking.
Hi, Stuart. How you doing?
Good, and you?
I just want to tell you, we're going to prepare you for Alan Ford and Nathan Rose. So.
Lovely. Ready to go.
Stuart, I'm just testing lines. How you doing? Are you loving it? How you going, babyface?
I'm amazing. I'm chilling over here in Cape Town. Having good times, drinking my coffee. Mm-hmm. You know how it goes.
Which season is Cape Town in today?
It's summery for now. This hour is summery. Right. We don't go day by day. We go hour by.
Right.
Umbrella. I've got my umbrella standing by, but it's summer right now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, enjoy the 45 minutes you have left of summer.
No, we're into summer. This is how it goes. Stuart, we're so proud. You're running this wonderful... I mean, firstly... Stuart, it amazes me all the time the way that you operate with all the comedians across South Africa and the work that you do for comedy, in number one. Secondly, going nowhere slowly is kind of still an institution. And you kind of get there slowly, but you've done it to find a lot of the best comedians in South Africa. Tell us about your show and what's opening this week.
Final show of the year, and it's happening at Cape Town at the Grand Arena this weekend. So basically about 3 or 4 months ago, we started with a tour. We kicked off in Durban. Then we headed off to Joburg at the Teatro. Last month we were at PE. And now it comes to Cape Town, Grand Arena, Grand West. 5 amazing headline acts all in one bill with DJ Reddy D. It is an amazing night out.
Oh, he's my favorite DJ of all time, actually.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Reddy he's D. phenomenal. Oh. No, he's phenomenal.
No
he's
one,
incredible.
No one can mix and do what he does. I mean, he does like a really old school kind of style of DJing. Really cool.
He does, but and this is the thing, like he's become such an amazing part of the show. He creates the vibe, but he does like his own performance. That's how the show starts, is with him. If you've never seen a DJ perform, the Big Five is a place to watch something truly special happen. And then, of course, like you've got 5 completely different styles. I get to host it. You've got, we open with Jason Goliath. Imagine opening a show with Jason Goliath. That's kind of the caliber of the acts that we get on the bill. We got Tumi Morake closing the first half. I mean, when they said, hey, we need a comedian from Africa to shoot a Netflix special, she was the one who came out tops. Mm-hmm. That's how we close the second half, for goodness sake. Then we kick off the second half with Joey Razdin, Comedy Institution.
Of course.
And there could be only one headliner. The original godfather of alternative comedy, John Lismas, closes the show.
Wow.
It's so
completely different styles, completely different vibes. And you just get the best of South African comedy all blended together.
Stuart, don't you love the fact that comedy, and you know, I mean, Nathan will love this. You know, we went to Dan Nichols' 100th episode, which goes out on Super Sport, which you worked with Dan, and who was, let's say, a great comic presenter, golfing comedian type of guy, sports vibe. And he's transformed his own, the way he does stuff, into one of the top talk shows in this country. And I mean that, because his show is exceptional. Okay?
Yes.
I'd like them to take the other crap off TV, because I promise you, I did Three Talk with Nalin for a long time, and I'm saying this, but a lot of this stuff is really poor that I see on television. But a good show is a great show, and he's the 100th episode. And you know what I loved about what you said, Stuart, is that similar to food and comedy, they've got their own platforms. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible?
It's amazing.
You go back 10 years ago, no one looked at food at like, oh, the guy has a restaurant, Victor Struga.
Not at all.
Okay. And then 10 years ago, they said, oh, you must go and see Barry Hilton on a stage somewhere.
Yes.
The comedy world and the food world has taken over entertainment platforms. It really has.
It's completely transformed. I think it's quite incredible the way there's so many pioneers in the comedy industry specifically that I know that I look up to and I respect. Mm. Where you watch them hustling, and they're taking what we do into so many different spaces, so many different platforms. The industry as an industry, back in the day, we were always sort of the janitors of the entertainment industry.
They needed
a mic and a mic stand, and you were the opening act for big musicians, if you were lucky. And that was where you played. You played in dingy dives and small little bars. Now, the comics are the ones who are selling out the big venues.
Arenas, exactly.
And we're turning it into more than just a comedy show. For me, and what we try to do with TaylorMade Productions, we want people to walk out and go, that was an amazing experience. So for us, what is paramount is not just a lineup, which is spectacular. You add in your extra elements like a DJ. So for example, we travel with our lighting designer, who's an award-winning, a Fleer Cap award-winning lighting designer. You go, it's got to look spectacular. People have got to go, I spent money. I was entertained. It was an amazing night out.
And Stuart, the whole world of comedy and food, and it's another world. It's no longer the Days of Our Lives and the soap opera people.
I think it's at the cutting edge at the moment.
And there's one proof in the pudding. And there's one proof. Trevor Noah. Because if the platform hadn't opened up here for that type of artist, it would never have happened, because no one would have seen it.
Absolutely. And to ascend to literally the highest throne, the highest comedy throne that is available, it is absolutely spectacular.
I think
a lot of local comics have also seen that and gone, yeah, but that means the sky is the limit. And it's forced them to kind of push themselves to great heights. It's great. The one just feeds the other.
That's the whole point. Stuart, I can't wait to the Grand Arena, and it's happening in Cape Town. It's going to be spectacular this coming weekend. Because Nathan Rowe and I, we've had the pleasure to work with Dalen, whom we love, and we've worked, and we wouldn't have made that connection through you. So you're not just a comedian yourself, but you are one of the like comic agents that connect people together. No, it's important, because people need to do that.
No, for sure. No, absolutely. I'm a firm believer that you can't play with, we really have to be, we have to facilitate each other's growth. You can't play with your hand so close to your chest that you never actually play your card. You got to connect people. You got to go, this is not for me, but this is for you, and I can connect you to somewhere else. And we do it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I hope that it comes back to me tenfold, but I don't need to do it for immediate gratification. I can't be going, no. I want to do this gig because I need the whatever amount of money I'm going to charge. No, if I'm not the right person, I give it to someone else, and hopefully we kind of facilitate the growth of this whole industry. And especially for the young guys, I don't think it's the good comics who take work away from me. Not at all. It's they're the ones who help build this industry and create more work. So I've got to give them a platform and help them out. That's how I see my role as one of the kind of more established people in this business.
That's spoken like a true CEO. They always say that, you know, you should always hire people that grow you, you know, yes, and not people that you can just lord over.
So, exactly. No, if you are the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. For me, if I'm the funniest person in the room, I'm like, nah, this is not the place for me. Yeah. I've got to surround myself with people who are better than me.
Shame.
That's how we grow.
That's exactly how you grow. It's exactly that. Shit, I'm very proud. Eh? Thank you. And the Dan Nichols Show, 100 episodes.
100 episodes. Again, it's incredible. The Dan Nichols Show
goes out on Supersport 1. It happens every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Bright Rock's so involved. We love the guys.
They are brilliant.
But you know what? And you know what, Stuart? I've got to tell you, here's the oomph. Without corporate money, we battle. And we
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Well, how rude.
How rude.
Well, he is the CEO of the comic world.
Are you back?
Stuart, yes, I'm back. I got lost there.
Without corporate money, we can't do much. That's the point.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Stuart
Thank you
Taylor,
much
the one and only. It opens up this week at the Grand Arena, happening in Cape Town. Thank you.
I'll see you guys there.
Mr. Bye. Comedy, how you doing? Kind of cool. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
It wasn't us, you know. We're going through a system.
Did you put him on hold or did he put us on hold?
Well, I haven't touched.
He's a very busy man.
Very.
Yeah. I was going to actually say, when he said he doesn't like to be the smartest person in the room, I was like, oh, so we'll never see any comedians really in Parliament then, unfortunately.
Aren't they all...
Comedians.
Well, some of them. Chameleons and comedians.
It's low-level humor. It's like watching someone fall over.
I must tell you, we've missed a lot of fun since President Jacob Zuma's left. We've missed a lot. I must tell you.
It's gone very boring and corporate.
Actually became excellent. Actually, it's good news. It got to business.
Yeah.
It got to a stage of not a joke. Yeah. By the way, I want to just say one thing. That I had the pleasure to work with Minister Tito Mboweni. And when he was the governor of the Reserve Bank, and he's an incredible guy. So, shout out to him. And Gareth and I had that honor and that pleasure that time, 15 years ago and 20 years ago, to actually know him, work with him.
How well do you know him? Like, quite well.
You know?
Like, do you call him Teats?
No. Can I just tell you something interesting? And it's like, I'm iffy about something. Because we had that type of personal relationship, like that friendship. And then what ended up happening was that the minister, well, the governor of the Reserve Bank at the time, I was invited to Pretoria to his, it was a Christmas party. And I said, Tito, and he said, I am Mr. Governor. I'm governor. Which he was. So I was out of line in front of all the press to ask him that question.
Yes.
So almost certainly when I see him go, Minister Mboweni.
You should have said, well, where I'm from, they call me Queen.
Most certainly not.
So bow down.
Okay, wonderful. But he's an incredible man, and he's got the experience. Love him. Tito Mboweni. Lots of... Who's on the line?
It's Stuart here.
Oh, Stuart's back. Fantastic. Yes. Sorry, did you have a...
Sorry, we lost you there for a second, and... So, Stu...
And now I'm back.
Well, you're back and then you're in and out. That's the way it goes. But we just...
Listen. Can I just say this? The way we change ministers of finance, maybe, if you call me next week, I will have to talk.
Oh, he just came in just to do that.
Ouch, yeah.
Wow, ouch. But I've got to tell you, Tito's a great... Minister Mboweni is really a cool guy. And the nicest thing
he's amazing.
He is amazing. I love him. I really do. And I want to tell you, please, if you're clever in this country, get one of those 100 Rand or any bill that still has his name on it.
Yes.
I mean that.
Yes.
Why, it's going to be on it again, isn't
it?
Remember, the Governor's Reserve Bank
yes.
Minister of Finance, the two different people.
Different thing, right.
Stuart Taylor, we're going to remind everybody, the Grand Arena, that's the way to go. We'll chat to you and speak to you soon. Cheers, eh? Bye. So tell me, what are you playing from New York City?
What am I playing from New York City? You know what I'm really excited about seeing in New York is Central Park, because when you go into the city, it's just this big gray. Ugh, it's a bit like Joburg Central.
It's not that at all.
Yeah, it is. It's gray. It smells like urine. But Central Park is absolutely beautiful. It is a stunning place to just chill, have a cannoli, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a cannoli, Alan?
What's
a cannoli?
Come on, of course, it's beautiful, stuffed with cream.
With a little cone of cream that you just...
Oh. Yeah, and there's some chocolate on the side, and yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. So, beautiful.
You know what's one of the most disgusting things I had in New York was a pretzel. A hot pretzel.
I didn't get it, eh? Did you get it?
No.
I never got it.
It's a dry...
It's dry, like, there's no butter,
it's
and there's
like
salt.
It's old bread and just too much salt.
Yeah, don't get it.
Yeah.
I love that you don't get it. Yeah. Where's the butter?
Yeah, where is anything? I mean, I'll have a bagel any day.
Yeah, I'll have a pretzel.
Yeah.
But you know, I lose weight in New York.
Really? I don't think I'm going to. I'm staying 5 minutes from a Taco Bell.
Yeah, but can I tell you why?
Why?
Because there's food's so many expensive. salad bars. You can have salads with prawns. And they have all the soft drinks. They've got all the light, like the cream soda light. Ice cream soda.
So can I tell you a little story about that? So being a diabetic, my first time in America, it was heaven, because everything is sugar-free.
You have sugar-free
peanut butter cups. sugar-free everything you could possibly want. M&M's, everything. And little do people know, if you've ever read a Canderel slab of chocolate, it says, warning, may cause laxative effect.
Yes, because one or two.
Yeah.
Bites.
Yeah. And so I was eating slabs of the sugar-free chocolate, these peanut butter cups, and needless to say, I spent half my trip in the gents.
Okay, I'm with you. Because I'm a diet guy. We're always on diet. Remember, the unview, the thin, the rich, the fabulous.
But last week it was just Nathan, the rich and the fabulous.
But remember, we never know who's thin. We never know who's rich. We always are fabulous. Yeah, always fab. But that's the thing, mate.
Yeah. Sugar-free chocolate is a laxative.
And the cramps.
Oh, no.
but it's great. At least it's the opportunity to have it.
Yeah, but it's like the lesser of two evils, you know, like, ooh, yes, I'll have to sit on the can for a while, but sugar-free peanut butter cups, doing it.
Now, I want to play a song for you. This is now.
Is it more Lebanese music? Because I'm excited.
It isn't Lebanese music.
Okay, cool.
I love it, but I want to just tell you that this song has become one of the biggest hits around the world, and I want to just play it for you because it's so beautiful.
Fantastic! What is the song? What's it called?
The song is called "Away." It's written by Eden Michelle. And
who goes by the name
of Exter. We could stand tall, you and me together. You could leave this town, but I'll be yours forever. I could show you things that you've never seen. And she's rocking the entire European market. Take you to the on the line, Exter. How you doing? The one and only Exter. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm so happy to have you on the line. It is so cool.
It's so nice hearing your voice.
And you're in Santorini, I believe.
I am, yes.
I love it. Love it. Cyprus, Santorini, London. You're taking over the world. That's what you and I has rocked. How's it doing? That's your number one hit.
So You and I was the debut single that I released, and it's so far done amazingly. I've had incredible response to it, but people are for some reason loving the acoustic version of it more. So I'm not sure if that's just because it's stripped or there's more emotion in it. But yeah, everyone's really enjoying that one.
I'm so proud to have Exter on the line all the way from Europe. It's so cool that I can connect with you because no one can get hold of her. She's like
a little bit confusing as well because, you know, we've known you as Eden for a long time and now Exter. So what's
yes.
How did that change come about? What is the story behind Exter?
So basically for the past 10 years, I've been producing artists and songwriting for artists as Eden Michelle. And I decided to start my own solo sort of career doing EDM music. And I think it was just getting a little bit confusing with everyone when I was putting out songs as Ida Michelle, but then also known within the production and sort of songwriting realm. So I just decided to call myself Eggster, which has basically been my nickname since I was little. And it's been cool. I guess it also works in the whole EDM market.
Sure, and you go the Eggster mile for your own stuff.
That's very cute.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. Exciting, yeah. This is very confusing for a conservative person that doesn't understand all your fancy schmancies. Are you Eggster to me, or do I call you Eden Michelle?
You can call me Eden. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
For this show.
Okay, for this show. But Eggster is the name. I mean, it's going around the world.
Yes, Eggster is the name.
Tell me, we've done this before, but I mean, are you loving playing and seeing your music all over the globe? Things that are unbelievably... isn't it amazing? All over the US.
Honestly, it feels so good.
You and I mean...
I owe Eden an apology. Eden, so you sent me a message actually just a few months back. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's Nathan, by the way. And and my phone died and I lost everything. And I've just remembered now that I never got back to you. I apologize.
No problem.
You know what you're going to do with this, guy?
It's not now. It's not just because you're a huge international star now. I swear.
Well, you know,
I blame iPhone.
Eggster, let me just tell you something. This is CliffCentral.com. My name's Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe. We are the unview, the thin, the rich, and the always fabulous. This is what you're going to do. Because he was so rude to you, he must get away. So have you got your keyboard there? Because we're Skyping.
Have I got?
Your keyboard with you.
You just broke up a bit there.
Your keyboard.
I don't. What I do have is which I travel with wherever I go. So I'm here actually on a bit of a holiday, but whenever I get inspired, it's good to have this small little keyboard with me just to put down ideas.
Okay.
So if you want, I can try something on that and we can see how it comes out.
I want the song Away, because I want Nathan to go away because he's going to New York City. Can you do it?
Oh, nice segue.
No. Okay, let's try. Can you hear the keyboard through here?
We can. Yeah.
Let's give it a go.
All right, let's try this.
Okay.
We could stand tall, you and me together. You could leave this town, but I'll be yours forever. I could show you things that you've never seen. Take you around the world, take you to the sea, and we could fall in love again on the top of a hill. I know you loved me then, and you love me still, 'cause I'm not going away. So promise me you'll stay, 'cause I'm not going away. So promise me you'll stay. Are you still there? Or have you gone away?
No, we're here.
We're just lost in the music.
Yeah, we loved it. I mean, this is really, really cool. And just let's the hit that's running the world at the moment is You and I. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give us some of it, quickly.
You and I.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, goodness.
This is my favorite song. My favorite song. This is like the song of 2018. Obviously, there's the club version and the disco version and the whole vibe. But play the song. Go, Eggster.
And the fact that I have like 25 keys to work with here, but I'm going to do my best. Okay. We are lovers and we're best friends, getting high on the weekends. Yeah, we walk the streets of West End, you and I. Running fast when they chase us, always trying to catch a free bus. The city life in a big rush, you and I. One today,
survive. Nothing left in this life for you and I.
Alan, you're supposed to be in on the harmonies.
You and I. Love it. I love it. Go. I know that you're hitting your European tour. When are you back in South Africa? When are you doing the South African
tour?
Yeah, whatever it's called.
So I'm planning on doing a couple of performances in South Africa in March next year.
Sure.
Hectic. But yeah, I'm doing a bit of a European thing from January. So I'll come straight after that.
And we know
I'm missing home.
Are you missing, because your US tour was in like kind of crazy, and then now you're like, South Africa wants you.
But when do you really miss South Africa when you're like on a beach in Santorini? That's what I want to know.
It's true.
Like, you're like, oh, you know, I just miss the dust of Joburg.
Joburg's not so bad.
Santorini's exquisite, but it's very difficult to say. There's something about home, there's something about South Africa that really humbles you and puts a lot of things into perspective. And even though I've been traveling a lot and doing a lot of traveling, every single time I go back to South Africa, I just feel at home in a way. So, like I say, there's just something very special about it.
Well, we love you.
That's beautiful. I actually just teared up a little bit because I'm feeling quite patriotic all of a sudden.
We love it. Eggster. Thank you.
Alan.
Love you.
Magnificent. Thank you for having me.
But I must tell you, The Way is a great song, and all your stuff is brilliant, and so proud. I mean this. I mean, it sounds weird, but the whole world saw you before this country saw you, which is kind of weird. And it's amazing that you're rocking.
The other way around.
Yeah, but I'm so happy because when you come back, like I go like, everybody wants to see this woman, like Charlize Theron or Trevor Noah, like, you must meet Eggster. I know her personally. How you doing? Anyway, be good. Ida Michelle, the one and only, the song Away opened. I mean, what is the word now? Is it released?
Yes.
Released.
And it's not on a CD, but where is it?
It's on the line.
It's not on a CD. Everything's digital these days. So it's on, I'm pushing mainly for Spotify. So it's on Spotify, which is now in South Africa. So that's great. And it's up on iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, pretty much everything and anything that anyone uses, it's there.
And Alan, when you put songs up digitally, you have to do what she just did now. So you know how on Twitter you only have 140 characters, right?
Yeah.
And so she just played a song on only 25 keys. So the music gets a little bit smaller, you know, on digitally as well.
Lovely. Cool. Thank you. I'm sure all the people.
It's a digital performance.
Are you thinking of, because people love the acoustic version of Away so much, are you thinking of changing the route, or are you going to stick with the EDM thing, or are you going to start doing kind of acoustic versions of everything?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm still going to release my EDM songs, and I'm still DJing and performing those clubs. And then what I'll do is I'll also, when I go on tour, I'm going to do acoustic shows as well. So I'll go on tour and perform in the clubs for some of the shows. And then a lot of the other shows I'll do intimate sort of stripped down acoustic versions of the songs. Because, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of the EDM artists that I love listening to, I would be in absolute heaven if they did an acoustic show somewhere where they did stripped down versions of their songs. I think everyone loves that.
Yeah.
And it gives a song that intimate feel, which I think everyone longs for, even when they do hear an EDM version of a song. So I kind of want to cater to both sides. I want to cater to those who just want to go and party and have a good time and have a song that almost becomes a memory for people when they go out and have a good time, and then they can actually sit back and listen to this really beautiful version of it because the lyrics actually mean something.
Incredible.
Beautiful, yeah. I think that's a great idea. Also, you're kind of doubling your target audience.
Yeah.
You know, because
we want to hear like
often some people prefer a folky, you know, kind of version of a song.
I love to dance in a club, and I love to actually listen to music.
Yeah, so you're both target audiences, but there's some people that are like, I don't like the doof-doof music. I only want acoustic guitar, you know, in which case you're gaining them as fans as well, which is great.
You know, Eden, why?
Exactly.
Can I ask you a question? What is one of your favorite songs from the Disneys? Because we're going to get Nathan to sing something to you. Because this is how it works. If you sing for us, we sing back.
This is the best show ever.
I know. This is how it works. We love it. I mean, international singing sensation all over the world. We're going to sing back to you. That's what we're going to do.
I don't love it so much.
Oh my word, I love this. This has just made my day.
I know.
Okay. That is a very, very difficult question because I love so many.
Well, what's your favorite movie then?
Yeah, pick a movie.
Pretty Woman.
No. Disney. Think.
Pretty Woman's not a Disney film?
Okay.
Don't you remember when Belle was she's walking up and down the street?
Or the Little Mermaid or something. I mean,
you've
got a hit around the world. We're going to sing back at you, dear. This is what we do.
Let's do Under the Sea.
Okay, no. We're singing to you, actually. You
Ariel, the human world, it's a mess.
Oh,
life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea.
Come, Eden.
Under the sea. Darling, it's better. Don't worry, it's wetter. Take it from me. Even the land folks have to cook. Under the sea, we have to hook. Why we debate?
What? I don't know what the
lyrics.
Sorry, I was trying to think how I can fit Eggster into the song. And then I was like,
that is unbelievable. How do you remember all those words? That's crazy.
well, clearly I didn't remember all of them.
Yeah. Just because we're not number one hits yet. So, thank you. Have the best. Tour. Enjoy Santorini.
Yes.
And thank you. Ina Michelle, all her songs are covered all around the world. Her name is Eggster with Away and You and I. It's rocking and rolling. We love you. We thank you. Wait till it comes to South Africa. We get it first, yeah. Thank you, Eggster.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, darling. Cheers. How cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
How cool.
So
the
cool.
World is cool. Straight in the world, and look at us. Yeah. How lucky. This is how it goes.
We enjoy big.
Cape Normington, the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. It's what a great, beautiful production.
Mm.
Stuart Taylor, the comedians are rocking all over Cape Town. Donovan Goliath is with them, and Jason Goliath.
Yes.
I want to tell you a few. Matilda opens next week. We're going to have the cast in. It's going to be so cool.
I'm not going to be here.
No, but, yeah,
but I'll be in America. It's all good.
We'll connect to New York City.
Yeah, Skype me.
We'll Skype you there. So many wonderful things are happening all around South Africa, and it's so cool. The pantomime opens. Wow. John Robbie is in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Did you ever think you'd see the day?
Ever. Well, and you know Chatty Matty?
Yes.
You know, he plays one of the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, fantastic.
But he broke his arm.
So which one is he? Clumsy.
No, but he seriously broke his arm.
Oh,
no, that's the Smurfs. Dwarfs, Smurfs, different.
Oh, yeah. The Dwarfs are based on cocaine addiction things.
It's a very...
Yeah, sneezy, grumpy, dark.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it... But it was written in 1935.
Yeah, that's why they had little white beards.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no clue.
Google it.
I will. But that's the pantomime with Janice Honeyman and Bernard Jay. That's going to open up at the Civic Theatre.
You know what else is happening this month?
What else?
Halloween.
Halloween!
And I got a song to play out for.
Okay, let's
for
play. Let's, get,
so, but, okay. Well, let's say your goodbyes because I know you're going to want to talk again.
So all I'm going to say to you, this is... Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe with The Unview, where we are the thin, the rich, the fabulous.
And the fabulous. And the spooktacular.
This is CliffCentral.com.